Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paul and Jordana.
And I've heard some
parenting is hard.
Parenting is hard. Yes. And you hear stories. It's the toughest job on the planet and the only job that doesn't come with an instruction manual, right? You learn on the job. You learn the hard way. You make mistakes.
I just heard a story this morning. Girlfriend called me and said her son is in trouble for borrowing $300 from a friend to purchase $1,500 sneakers online.
Ouch.
I was like, oh, boy, how'd you find that out? She said he had them shipped to a friend's house. And the friend called her and said, hey, you know, your son has a package here. She said, there is now a pair of $1,500 sneakers in my closet that my son has never seen.
Are these dad shoes? Remember the dad shoes?
I don't know what they are, but they shoes. So parenting is hard, honey. I was on the phone with my girlfriend all morning commiserating. I had tons of stories about my lunatic children to share the the misery.
So I was out west last weekend, and we have some dear friends out there, got to talking, and the wife told me about her sister who wanted to be a mother.
A mom, sure.
Wanted a child in the worst way, but didn't want to get married. So, you know, she went online and found somebody, and they tried to conceive. Not the old-fashioned way, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how did it work?
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
But again, it got me thinking about all the ways that people now are non-conventional ways, perhaps, to have kids, to have family.
I tell you, when you told me that story, that's just, I thought to myself, my goodness, I know that sounds all rosy and fun, but I'm a divorced person. And raising kids when you have an intact family is challenging enough. Raising kids when you are divorced sometimes makes it so much harder. Mm-hmm. We recently had to discipline only one of the three, although maybe it was two of the three. I'm not sure. Some of them, some weeks it's all three. Recently had to discipline one of the three, and my ex-husband and I had to go back and forth on, he thought it was one way we should discipline. I thought it was another way. And obviously we came to a consensus because we're rushing. You know, we're at that point now where we are doing this together and we're in it. But when I heard your story, I thought, oh my gosh, it is just so hard to co-parent these days. But we found technology sometimes makes everything
easier. There's an app for that.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, it is. It is. It's an app and it's a website. And joining us now is the creator of that app and website. Jonathan Virk is the CEO of Co-Parenter, and he's going to join us to talk about how technology can help co-parenting. Jonathan, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jonathan.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You got any stories you want to share about how your kids are driving you up the wall? Because misery loves company today here.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. My kids haven't ordered $300 shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do, you know, we do get the periodic delivery that I'm, you know, I only get notified about after I've opened it.
Hey, Jonathan, are you on speakerphone? Could you pick up the handle? Is that okay?
No, I'm not on speakerphone. I'm on a mic.
That sounds better.
Whatever you just said.
Is that better?
Yes.
So, Jonathan, how did coparenter.com and the number one co-parenting app, which it now is, how did it come about?
Great question. I spent 22 years in the entertainment and advertising business, running small and medium companies around the world. I spent a little time at Shazam, the music app. But about 6 years ago, I ended up going through what ended up being a pretty brutal litigated divorce. And I got a front row seat to see just how horrible the system can be for people going through it. And as bad as it was for us, it was really hard for our kids, devastating even, because they got to witness their parents pitted against each other for 4 years in an adversarial family court system.
I'm sorry.
And, I just thought that, you know, while it was very difficult for us to navigate, it was equally difficult for the, you know, 40 or so people who were sitting in just my courtroom going through the exact same thing as we were. And so we set out to create something that would make the process easier, keep people focused on child-centric decisions and help them save money, save time, and stay out of court.
So how does it work? Because Paul and I were just talking about this story that, you know, his friend was, friend's sister was looking for a baby daddy. You know, sometimes these people don't even have a relationship, you know, before. Yeah. And hey, maybe that's easier after what you went through. But how does the app and the website work to keep the peace and focus on the kids?
You know, you guys bring up a really, really important trend. Almost 50% of the children born in America last year, according to Pew Trust and Research, were born to unwed parents.
Really? Right? 50%?
One in two?
48%, yeah. For, wow. According to Pew, 48% of children born in America were born to unwed parents. Largely, you know, millennials are, you know, kind of bucking the whole notion of marriage. They're not really interested in the institution of marriage. And so they're having kids. They look and sound and smell and feel like traditional families, but they're not going through with that last step of, you know, signing a piece of paper that says, okay, we have a, you know, a legal relationship now. So that complicates, you know, as you can imagine, as they, you know, consciously uncouple. It creates a lot of challenges, especially when it comes to, you know, child-centric decisions and co-parenting.
So how are you guys doing it? How are you making it work?
Yeah, and what, how does the app and the website specifically help people that are going through a very, very rough time?
Sure. So that's sort of our sweet spot is the very, very rough times, though we, you know, certainly people use us even when they're not in high conflict situations. But basically, the tool has a suite of features that help parents manage and organize their co-parenting responsibilities. So if they want to document all the communication, everything happens through the app. And even if one parent refuses to use the app, it'll time and date stamp all communication in and out of co-parenter. You can also create parenting time schedules, which is a necessary document. You can't get divorced without it. Mm-hmm. You can check in for pickups and drop-offs. We basically eliminated a lot of the low-hanging, lowest common denominator, generally power struggle conflicts that parents have. But we've wrapped the whole platform in computer intelligence and human intelligence. Computer intelligence is a suite of different functions, you know, algorithms, artificial intelligence, filters that help parents predict and prevent conflict from happening. But when it does happen, because it will, they're parents, and as you said, it's, you know, raising kids is hard.
Yeah.
We connect them with an on-demand live professional, co-parenting professional, who can help them resolve the dispute, mediate an agreement, draft the details of that agreement, and then synchronize it to their phones so that they can share it with a lawyer, share it with their caregiver, share it with whoever they want, and ultimately agree to it and file it with the court and follow it in their life.
So you're streamlining communications between parents and maybe reducing friction. What is a fractious process to begin with? But it seems to me like you've optimized a very tough situation and communications.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, because communications breakdowns, obviously one of the biggest sources of problems when you're going through a divorce.
You know, most of the things that people fight about in court are exactly the things that you were describing earlier. Like, how do you discipline your child? Both parents will often come to this situation with, they believe that their position is in the child's best interest, but they just don't agree. So we can, A, inform them and connect them with other best practices and other people who have resolved the same situation. And we can connect them with a live mediator or a live professional who can help them take a more child-centric approach to making a decision and coming to agreement. What people, you know, the courts are absolutely overwhelmed. They're incredibly underfunded, and it is really, really busy. If you want to, you know, have a lesson in depression, hang out in court for a day. People are fighting about swapping weekends and who gives the kid a haircut and who gets Christmas and who's going to pay for the shoes and who's going to, you know, sign them kids up for extracurricular activities.
Right.
It's stuff that doesn't belong in court. And we provide, like you said, we optimize the process of coming to agreement.
And they do it all in an app. It really does. And I mean, I'm looking at the app right now, you know, pending expenses. The one of the partners makes a request. The other partner is reviewing the request. And I like how it's all documented so people can show that they're trying to do the right thing. And I mean, it's hard. It's sad for me to look at this because people's lives do get contentious and our children are in the middle of that often. But, you know, I commend you for seeing a problem and trying to make it better.
Absolutely. Jonathan Burke, CEO of Co-Parenter, encourage you, if you're going through this personally or you know somebody who's going through this, download the app, check it out, coparenter.com, and you can also get it on Android and iPhone as well. Jonathan, thank you,
sir. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it.
You got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.